Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Urban Affairs on the Beat 94.5. Just finished talking to Elaine and Candace, telling us about Mingle, an event that is taking place on Friday, July 23rd. If you are interested in going and you want to check this event out, the first two people that email urbanaffairs@thebeat.com will get themselves a pair of passes to go check out Mingle. It's at Crush Champagne Lounge on Friday, July 23rd. Once again, all you need to do is email urbanaffairs@thebeat.com, or if you also call Exhibit Gallery at 604-731-4200. That's 604-731-4200. That's Exhibit Gallery. You'll get 25% off on any type of hair coloring or haircut that you do want to do, as long as you mention that you heard it right here on The Beat for their Mingle event that's taking place on Friday, July 23rd. Now, as I promised, we do have Jasmine and Amanda here from Hire a Student. And they're going to be telling us a little bit of information about Hire a Student, but quickly got to let you know that Urban Affairs is brought to you by Low Cost Rent-A-Car. Right now, rent a mountain bike for $15 a day, locks and gear included on Granville at Helmkin. Now back to Jasmine and Amanda. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks, Sarah.
First of all, tell us, what is Hire a Student?
Well, this year marks the 36th year that the Hire a Student program is in full force. So it's a student helping student approach. So all of our resource centers are drop-in kind of atmosphere. You don't need to make an appointment. You just come on down and we can help you with all sorts of kind of things.
And how do the two of you get involved, yourself starting off with Amanda?
Well, I 3 years ago now, I applied online at the federal public service jobs site, which is www.jobs.gc.ca, and I applied for something called FSWEP. And I didn't even know about Hire a Student, and in about February I got a call asking if I wanted to come and work for Hire a Student. So I went through the process, interview, application, and I got the job. And I worked in the Vancouver office for 2 summers as a person working in the office helping students coming in. And this year I thought I'd try something new, and so I'm on the media team this year.
And what about yourself, Jasmine?
Well, I also applied online. I applied, this is my second summer with Hire a Student. Last year I was working with Amanda in the Vancouver office too, helping people one-on-one. And it was really rewarding. And I was a casual labor coordinator too, so that was really fun. And yeah, decided to try something new this year too.
Tell us a little bit about yourselves. Are you both currently in school?
Yes, all of the people that work at Hire a Student are students as well, which is really nice. I just finished at UBC. I graduated with a degree in history.
I'm going into my 3rd year at SFU. I'm studying French and languages.
What's the requirements if you actually want to get some help from Hire a Student? Do you have to pay a certain type of fee?
No, not at all. It's no charge, and we help students of any age and youth that aren't students anymore or not in school right now that are under the age of 30.
That's what's defined as a youth, as long as you're under the age of 30 or as long as you're going to school?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, so could you be over 30 and in school and still be receiving help?
Yeah.
Okay. Tell us about some of the different services that are actually provided by Hire a Student.
Well, for students and youth, we can help them with their job search. We can teach them some ideas about places to look. We can give them information about how to write a resume and cover letter. We provide them with job postings that they can take a look through and then apply directly to the employers. We also give them information about employment standards, how to keep safe in the workplace.
Why is it so important for a student to know how to write a resume?
Well, it's your main way of finding a job. It's pretty much the standard way of looking for jobs here. So you need to. Any job that you apply for is going to have, they're going to want a resume. You can talk about yourself, you can talk about your education, you can talk about your experience, and you can point out to the employer why you're the perfect person for the job.
You guys personally, what you do at Hire a Student, is it a different job for both of you, or are you guys doing the same thing at Hire a Student?
This summer we're doing the same thing. I'm focusing on radio, Amanda's focusing on print, and our colleague is focusing on TV. So we really try to get the Hire a Student program out in the community. We try to let the community know that we offer no charge job postings, no charge help for students finding work, and for employers we have job posting. We can post jobs for them, detailed job postings that'll reach a wide variety of students that they can choose from.
There's some services here that it says is offered by hire a student. One of them is job postings, and the job postings are also available online. Tell us a little bit about the online job postings.
Sure. Unique to this year, all of the job postings in BC are online, actually across Canada, and they can be accessed at www.jobbank.gc.ca. You click on Employment for Students, and you search by province and then in your region. So it's really efficient. Let's say you're in Quebec for the summer and you want to line up a job in September for yourself in Vancouver, then you can just search on the net online and you can line something up for yourself. So it's really good.
What is group information workshops?
We do workshops out in the community, in schools and in community centers. So we have a team of people that are trained to do workshops, that are trained to work with youth, and they go out to schools and they go to CAP class or to lunch hour in the career center in their schools, and they give the students their information about how to write a resume and how to do a job interview and where to look for jobs. And then we also tell the students how to find our office so that they can come in for a little more personalized help.
Just before we go on to some other services that are provided, you just spoke of how to write a resume, how to go for a job interview. Would it be surprising for people to know how many youth still have not had that experience yet?
Yeah, there is a lot of youth that are constantly looking for work and they don't have that experience, and sometimes employers can be weary of giving them a job. So we'd like to let them know about the Casual Labor Program, which is a really excellent program. Jobs that last 5 days or less, you're usually paid by the end of the day. You can come into any of the centers, sign up. You go through a little workshop about your rights and responsibilities at the workplace. And the students can call in the days that they're available to work, and we try to hook them up with an employer, and that way they can have a wide variety of job experiences. They can try like painting a fence one day, the next day do a little bit of office work and whatever's available, and they can put all that on their resume because it counts.
How do they learn about interviewing skills? Someone would be needing to go to an actual interview to know how an interview works. Is there role playing that might be involved when it comes to hire a student?
Yeah, I think probably for students that know they have a job interview coming up, the best thing to do would be to give us a call at 666-HIRE. And just find their local office, because there's hire student offices throughout the Lower Mainland. And then they can just come on down to our office and they can sit down with one of the people that work there and have a practice interview. And we have information about some of the more common questions that are asked at interviews and how to answer them and what employers are looking for.
Something like that, would it still work for someone who's just finished school and now going to the workforce? Or do they still need to be a student to get that help from hire a student?
No, you don't have to be a student. As long as they're under 30, they can come into our office and we can help them.
Another one this kind of overlaps is the one-to-one employment assistant on cover letters, resumes, and mock interviews to help youth improve their job search skills. Yourself, both of you being obviously knowledgeable in this area. For example, some of the things on a cover letter that are so important that a student or youth might not know about. Do you want to give us a little description about that?
Sure. It's always good to put your copy and paste, your contact information from the top of your resume into the cover letter. Maybe keep the same font so they match. Put the date, put the employer's contact information. Try to call ahead of time. Lots of youth don't know about this. Call the employer, look it up in the white pages, and ask for the person that's hiring and put their name, personalize the cover letter. It's really important. And just state maybe where you found the job post, how you sued it, and take all of your experience from your resume and list it in paragraph form in your cover letter, just outlining the job details that you would have to transfer to the workplace there. So it's good to personalize it for every job that you apply for.
And something that's really important, and it sounds so simple, but some people forget, is always, always proofread your cover letter and your resume. Get somebody else to do it for you. Sometimes people will leave, they're just simple little typos, but it can be really embarrassing and it makes you look sloppy.
And that's one of the things that employers would look out for when they are hiring.
Certainly.
Especially someone who's younger, a youth, and might not have as much job experience as they might be looking for. Mm-hmm. Is it really hard for students to get a job out there, you know, when they're just coming out of school? Do they find it difficult in terms of getting that proper feedback from employers and might have to try again and again? Do you notice anything along that line?
Well, for students that come into our office, they kind of get a bit of a leg up on other people that are looking for work because they really have the one-on-one assistance that we can give them. And we tell them what employers are looking for, and we tell them how to make their resume look its best and their cover letter look its best. So I think that students that come in and get help at our office are really prepared, much more prepared than they would have been otherwise.
Great. You're listening to Urban Affairs on the Beat 94.5. Right now we have Jasmine and Amanda here from Hire a Student. If you want more information about Hire a Student, you can always call them at 604-666-HIRE. Is there a website or an email address at all that people might need if they're interested in either contacting this place or getting more information?
Sure. The best way is to go on the www.youth.gc.ca, and when we're not open, because we're not open all year round, we're only open from May to mid-August, so during the school year, if you still want this information on cover letters, interviews, it's all on that website, as well as a link to the job bank where you can have access to the job postings.
We still have some time left with Jasmine and Amanda. We're going to get more information about Hire a Student, some of the services that are also offered, and how this is actually beneficial for the employers. So you need to stay tuned. We're going to be back right after this.